You're listening to SBS News.
Being able to understand public health messages is something a lot of people in Australia take for granted. But for the millions of those with low literacy levels, it's a daily struggle. Vanessa Isles is manager of the Reading Writing Hotline. She says a concerning number of people have been contacting the hotline during the pandemic because they're struggling to understand key health information and don't know where else to go for help.
We've had a 46% increase in calls in the second half of this year, and these are people that are seeking information generally about literacy classes. But what we're finding is that an increasing number of them are asking us questions about the health messaging. So they're either struggling to follow the information and advice that's out there, or they're having trouble with the actual digital navigation, trying to make bookings and download QR readers and QR codes, etc.
She says most health information is written using such advanced levels of language that around 44% of adults in Australia will find it very difficult to understand.
People need to be able to read enough information to make decisions about getting the vaccine. They need digital literacy in order to access the bookings, and then often a QR reader at the site of the vaccine, at the clinic, to then fill in the consent questions. And then you need to read pages on the side effects of that vaccine, and perhaps then also the restrictions that are in place. So it's a lot of information.
Associate Professor Holly Seal is an infectious disease social scientist at the University of New South Wales. She says concerns were raised about the quality and accessibility of the coronavirus information on state and federal websites as far back as early 2020.
Being able to read the information is one thing. You know, it's the navigation that also has been an ongoing issue throughout this pandemic. You know, the ability to actually find information that's relevant to you, the ability to find information that is in your language, for those who do want it, you know, has not been consistent. And, you know, especially with the language, with the translations, that, you know, you may find one resource has been translated into your language to then go in and find another document hasn't been.
That's been further complicated by differences in restrictions across states and territories. Associate Professor Seal says not being able to access information can cause people to become embarrassed or frustrated, and potentially lead them to lose trust in the provider or the government.
You know, if the information has been translated and the words aren't culturally relevant, or the translation picks up words that are inappropriate or just not meaningful, then they're going to look at it and go, well, you know, what does this mean for me? And what am I taking away from it? They're going to probably be less likely to read it to the end. And, you know, then it really, we've missed that opportunity to really ensure that our messages are getting out there.
It's something Vanessa Isles says many users of the Reading Writing Hotline have experienced.
We had a gentleman ring last week who said that he'd received his first vaccination and that was fine, but when he went to get his second vaccination and he arrived at the clinic, he had to scan his QR code. And when he did that, it came up with a whole lot of very, very complicated questions. And he was in a long queue with lots of people, and he was so embarrassed because he couldn't read them. He didn't want to say yes because he wasn't sure what he was saying. He was very worried he was going to be doing the wrong thing if he misinterpreted it. And so he just left. And so he didn't get his second vaccination. Now, that's someone who's very interested, keen, motivated, and, you know, he wasn't able to do that.
Vanessa Isles says while the information isn't being deliberately communicated in a complex way, the problem is that it's often written by people who are highly literate. She details some of the elements that are vital to ensuring messaging is easy to access and follow.
One is making sure you remove unnecessary words. You're formatting it so that there's dot points, that the main message is written very clearly at the top and not sort of buried three quarters of the way down the page. The correct font size, there's colours. And when you're looking at websites, making sure that Again, the most important and most straightforward information is on the first page, and then there's links for further information.
She says the resources then need to be tested on people with low levels of literacy to ensure they understand. A statement from the Federal Department of Health says it's actively engaged with communities and stakeholders throughout the pandemic to ensure communication about the vaccine rollout is appropriate and effective.
Specific communication activities and community engagement strategies have been developed in partnership with multicultural specialist agencies to reach people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. A range of in-language communication resources for multicultural communities have been developed, including radio and print editorials, videos with information on COVID-19 vaccinations and how to stay informed, a video development guide for community leaders to film their own videos, in-language web content, social media posts, posters, newsletter articles.
It also says the federal government has been producing specific vaccination information for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities since January this year.
This has included advertising tailored to Indigenous audiences. Since February 2021, advertising in English and up to 15 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander languages has been distributed through general and Indigenous-specific media, including television, radio, print, digital, out-of-home and social media. Translated advertising focuses on communities where English is less widely spoken.
Associate Professor Holly Seal says while government communication is better now than at the beginning of the pandemic, there's still a lot of room for improvement.
You know, I think there's other opportunities to maybe build networks or build other strategies where we can, you know, reduce the kind of overlap that we saw in some of the resources, the kind of duplication in materials. You know, if we work across states and territories, there may be better ways to do things, such as translations and interpretation servicing and the development of social media outputs and things like that.
She says with COVID-19 following us into 2022 and climate change posing a greater threat than ever before, now's the time to reflect on how emergency communication can be improved.
You know, how do we ensure that the information we put up through websites, through social media, through mass media, you know, really reaches into the communities that we need it to get to. And there's been lots of people who've kind of made correlations with, you know, how we go with communicating through a pandemic to, you know, how do we communicate out to communities during bushfires and other, you know, natural environmental emergencies. You know, I think there are some critical lessons that we need to take away from this and ensure that they get included into future pandemic plans.
Amy Hall, SBS News.